Pam Olson, pastor of the International House of Prayer of Tallahassee, urged the public to ask that Scott receive divine guidance. Olson isn't shy about her beliefs, especially around the holidays. She and her supporters erected a nativity scene this year at the Florida Capitol.
And I encourage you to pray daily by name for our leaders, for all of them, for our cabinet leaders, our governor, our lieutenant governor, because God likes specific prayers, and he wants us to pray for our leaders. It's the best gift we can give you.
Reverend Dr. Matthew Baptiste, head of the United Haitian Baptist Church, says heavenly influence put Scott over the top in his narrow election victory.
And you won the election, and you are here today as a choice of God for the state of Florida.
Scott supporter and FAMU alumnus Duchess Gay arrived at the breakfast before dawn. The Central Florida resident says Scott earned his claim to be governor and chief job creator.
And he also has done a great job with coming down to Orlando and making good communications with a lot of the network opportunities with the major employers in the area.
But opponents aren't buying it. Allison Tant, chair of the Florida Democratic Party, says Scott's budget cuts undermine his recruitment efforts.
But we want people to have quality jobs. We want people to have more opportunity to go to school, to go to college, to get job training, to get the appropriate education so that they can go to work.
Scott sat reverently throughout the ceremony before heading to the Capitol to be sworn in a second time. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Jim Ash.